You can look, but don't touch. More than a saying these days, it seems, as those who spend aimless hours swiping left and right in the hope of a romantic match are being warned to consider their personal safety when engaging with a stranger. Popular social dating app Tinder is encouraging its users to maintain a social distance in response to the coronavirus outbreak.
I told you, homeboy, can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this.
So while some are stocking up on toilet paper, and there is a lot of that, will social singles heed the warning, or has the dating scene simply dried up? Georgia Grace is a sex educator and intimacy coach and joins us on RN Drive. Georgia, welcome.
Hi, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
Is this strange to you to see the likes of a dating app responding to an event like this?
Yeah, it is really surprising that Tinder has come out with this. And I'd be interested to know as to what they have on user engagement and what they're noticing from the back end, because surely there's a reason for the message. I'm wondering if people are using or swiping less because of the coronavirus. But it is certainly surprising its users too. Like, I've noticed a lot of people responding on Twitter and social media, they're surprised that they're receiving medical advice from dating apps. And I saw one tweet saying that Tinder was doing more to protect them from the coronavirus than lame pickup lines and creepy messages. So it does seem kind of out of character, and I'm curious to know as to, you know, why Tinder is giving this message.
For those who aren't on dating apps, and I'm sure many of our listeners are not, what's the culture that these apps provide?
Yeah, I mean, everyone is on dating apps for different reasons, and people and users will choose a different app for a different reason as well. So whether it's to hook up or to fall in love. But interestingly, technology is really changing the culture of dating. It's now easier than ever before to have this social distance that perhaps Tinder is referring to, but also to use technology as a way to be intimate. You know, we're even seeing with teledildonics, dildos that are controlled by apps, that people are even able to have sex via technology. So tech is changing the technology, the culture around how we're relating and how we're having relationships and how we're dating. So, you can be intimate without being physically close to someone.
So is the hookup culture likely to dry up as a result of coronavirus, or at least, you know, some people would think twice about that whole culture? Hanging out?
It's a really interesting question, and I actually put it out to my Instagram audience today to ask that very question. If you are single, is the coronavirus stopping you from dating? And just when I checked before, 100% of singles said no, it's having no impact on how they're dating. And I also asked people in relationships, will it have an impact on how, whether you have sex or whether you kiss your partner? And just when I checked, it was at 95% will continue having sex and hooking up in the way that they did before the coronavirus. So, I mean, that's just a really small sample of people. But, yeah, it seems that people are relatively unfazed by it. I mean, I guess we are having conversations around hygiene and cleanliness, which is always really important when we are talking about sex. But, you know, sex is messy. It involves the passing of germs. Even if you are being really clean, having sex is still relatively unhygienic. So it's something that you kind of expect when two bodies are engaging in that way.
I like how you just said that. Sex is relatively unhygienic. Just put it out there. And of course, there's, you know, before you even get to that level, there's kissing. I mean, we've been told by some, I think it was the New South Wales Health Minister, not to even shake hands. So I imagine romantic liaisons, which involve touching, wherever that might be, would be things that some people think twice about.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I mean, we're being told not to touch hands, but when you kiss someone, it involves having your tongue inside their mouth. So there are things that people can consider, especially when there is all of this hype around the coronavirus. But I mean, ultimately, if you're doing what you do to make you feel safe, that you're practicing safe sex, that you're not expecting too much from anyone or not putting yourself or doing anything that you don't want to do, then ultimately, you know, you're following those safety precautions.
Georgia, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Georgia Grace is a sex educator and intimacy coach.